1 Corinthians chapter 6. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Have you ever seen those before and after pictures on TV showing the results of diets or beauty treatments? Paul uses the same contrast with the Corinthians. After giving them a pretty dark list of what they practiced before knowing Christ, he reminds them of their new reality, a before and an after. He tells them that God forgave their sins, cleansed them, and made them a part of his people, a clean slate. But this doesn't mean ignoring the past. It means leaving it behind, looking forward, and living a transformed life. When we come to Christ, there must be a real invisible change because we can't keep living the way we did before. Even the full date on a calendar can remind us. We are living in the year 2025 AD, Anno Domini, after Christ. Our lives should also be lived after Christ, with our eyes fixed on him, reflecting his work in us. God doesn't always erase the consequences of past sins, because many times we still have to face them and learn. But he does change our hearts and help us handle those consequences in wisdom, humility, and faith. Today, thank God for your after, and ask him to help you live according to your new identity. As his word says, you have been washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.